Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the one.
One with the one,
one with the one, with the one.
One with the one.
Fear is the villain, planting lies of what we need. Real satisfaction comes in who we came to be. Like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given and life becomes a worth of living when you're one with the one, with the one. One with the one, with the one. I'm watching the world and wondering why we live our lives with so much speed. What are we doing if we don't learn from the past? Are we moving way too fast? Are we moving way too fast, but really standing still? Just trying to gain some speed with our mind and with our will, wanting to feel something greater inside. Great like the river is wide, and rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. But we'll never ever get it done till we become one with the one, with the one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio, coming to you live from sunny Southern California in my new abode in Bel Air, wondering if the Wi-Fi connection is going to hold. If it doesn't, if the phone disconnects, please forgive me. We're going to have to pre-record the show, and I'll upload it at another time. But for the time being, we'll move forward in optimism, great faith, which is the skill 7 of your self-mastery. So welcome, everybody. Welcome and good morning. My name is Lisa Sahaki, and you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio, coming to you live every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time from wherever we are on the planet. And I have officially landed. The Eagle has absolutely landed, and it's absolutely magnificent to be in my own space again. Quite a different experience in my own evolution, being exposed to, adapting to, accommodating, compromising to so many different tribes and environments. I have come full circle and really enjoy this living with self. It is really something that works for me. And the evolution, the uncomfortable and glorious evolution that required me to get here was well worth every leg of the trip. It's been 11 months that I've been traveling, and I am grounded, sounding, feeling very much right here, right now, both feet on the ground. So welcome, everybody. If you're listening for the first time to Enlighten Up Radio, we want to welcome you. What we do is we gather every Monday morning, sharing provocative prose, witty wisdom, and lovely laughter, tools of transformation for your self-mastery, to get a good foot on your week, to get a good start on your week. Perhaps you're coming from some place that's not feeling quite comfortable, or Monday's you have an opportunity on Enlighten Up Radio to tune in, turn on, tune out the world, find your highest, most loving, lovely place inside that will absolutely bring you from glory to greater glory. And what do I mean by that? Well, self-mastery is the skill we're focusing on for the past 7 weeks. Self-mastery is a skill set that I have and many other teachers have focused in and utilized in really allowing ourselves to move with much more grace and ease on this journey. And I know that a lot of us are experiencing tremendous breakthroughs and shifts and absolutely gloriously moving forward in the direction of our dreams. And even in that, there are opportunities where we fall back, where we're feeling like we're falling back, but we're really falling in, falling deeper, and hopefully falling forward with the knowledge and tools and information that we gather at each level of our unfolding. Each level of our unfolding brings us greater awareness, not only to where we're going, and going, feeling like we're going backwards is always a great opportunity to gain a better understanding and a better compassion of where we've been. You know, when we're relearning things over and over again, and we've stopped the fight of, why is this happening again to me? And we really start going, why is this happening again to me? And really take off that anger and really come to it from a more compassionate, more emotional equilibrium, or perhaps from our spiritual intelligence. When we're developing our spiritual intelligence, it's defined by Cindy Wigglesworth as the ability to behave with wisdom and compassion while maintaining inner and outer peace regardless of the situation. So when we're falling, feeling like we're falling back, we're really falling forward. It's really where we're choosing, how we're choosing to play and against other people, then we really can't go very far with it. When we use information to really better ourselves, to really enlighten ourselves, give ourselves an opportunity to go, to gain a better understanding of our evolution, our emotional evolution, our spiritual evolution, our intellectual evolution, our physical evolution. You know, human beings tend to be very focused on the physical. You know, all the diet trends are needing to stay thin. The human existence is kind of stuck on the physicality. There's a great article I posted on my Facebook page going very deep into understanding the levels of human development. And we don't have a lot of time on the show, but we do have an opportunity to go into this final skill set, skill 7. So before we do that, I want to thank Ricky Byers-Beckwith for her musical inspiration for the show. I'd like to thank everyone who's been listening over the course of the about a year and a half now, and definitely for sharing this information with other individuals. If you're finding yourself stuck, if you're finding your evolution is feeling tremendously uncomfortable, seek help, seek advice, guidance. Certainly self-mastery is a skill set that I believe in, that really works for me, my clients, and other people as well. Find your guides, find your teachers, find your tools of transformation. Don't be afraid to go back to 101. You know, I've learned that in my moving around. So here, this is good. So in understanding how much I've moved over the course and time in my life. I think I've moved over 1.3 times a year. That's more than once a year. That's how many times I've moved in my life. That's how many different as I've lived. Over 1.3, probably around 1.3 to 1.5 times in my life, I have moved. A year. This is annually. That's a lot of moving. That's moving over more than once. I'll repeat that again. So really understanding why I am at a developmental stage at certain points in my life absolutely have a direct reflection upon the absolute survival skills that I put myself into every time I put myself in a new environment. Now, certainly with emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence, etc., I've gained a level of mastery, self-mastery, in moving around a lot, knowing what works, what doesn't, and most of all, learned a lot of compassion and for myself and for the world around me. But ultimately, I'm tired of moving around, and I'm seeing really from a very compassionate place, very loving, self-loving place, you know, what it does for me in my career, in my relationships, in my emotional evolution, in my evolution in general, right? So I am a working example of the information that I share. They say we teach what we need to learn, and certainly self-mastery is a skill that I've been focusing on since it was first illuminated in my mind, in my awareness, back in the 2002, maybe. Yeah, maybe 2001, self-mastery. So skill 7 is optimism and moving forward in faith. So we talk about the skill sets all prior to this skill set. We look at the skill sets of 1, letting go of our perceived control. Skill number 2 in self-mastery, envisioning successful outcomes, seeing the end results and working backwards. All of these shows with listen in the archives and re-listen again, even if you've heard them before. Get it deeper. Know it deeper. Skill number 4, authenticity, my favorite. That's really my favorite one. Getting to know ourselves is really the foundation of really getting to know anyone. Develops a lot of personal compassion. Skill set number 5, being in action, authentic action, if you will. Skill 6, delayed gratification, bringing us up to today. Skill 7, optimism, moving forward in faith. So we can do all of these things, but if we don't really believe what we're doing, what we're saying, if we don't believe our own words, if we don't believe that we can do it, really it negates everything, all the hard work that we've done before. So developing optimism, becoming faith in the flesh, if you will. You've seen enough to know experientially, to know that knowing that all possible outcomes and highest outcomes are available to us. We've had enough experiences in our lives to where we learn to draw upon them. Optimism can be a Pollyanna magical thinking, and there certainly is nothing wrong with a little bit of that when we look at it in the wonderment of a child, because our optimism can be feel like it's being beaten out of us with life's experiences and too many obstacles and too many unfortunate challenges that really feel so off-putting, depressive, give us anxiety, you know, all of those things. But this is where we can really draw upon that. A little bit of that wishful, magical thinking, that wonderment of, I say that wonderment, we cultivate that. And the best way to cultivate that is to get out into nature and be around other people who are optimistic and positive. If you've lost your sense, your ability to remain in optimism, you certainly can learn to be in that state by being around those who model this behavior, those that you trust. So when we're wondering, you know, why is this happening? Why am I not at this place yet? If I'm doing XYZ? Why am I still experiencing XYZ? You know, these conversations at faith don't serve us. At the level of faith and optimism moving forward in the direction of your dreams, at some point you just got to drop the story and lighten up, listeners. You just got to learn to drop the story. Think about the things. You want to write this down on a piece of paper. Write down this week. Look at the things that take the optimism, the wonderment, the joy of life away from you. Look at the people, places, and things without judgment. Just look at them from a divine viewing point so you have a skill set, some tools for you to look upon so you understand why things are happening the way they are in our lives rather than pointing to other people. You know, hypnotherapy is a really great tool. When all the prayer and affirmation and visioning, and there's still a thought behind the thought that is debilitating, that's not allowing us to move forward, figure out what that is, get some help around it. Often our subconscious mind is really the most powerful indicator of what's happening. Being able to play with that subconscious mind is really quite important. Getting to know it, being your own best friend, you know. And in optimism, we know, we have enough life experiences that we know that when we look, did happen for a reason. Things do happen for a reason. And we learn to trust the process. And it's that shift, when we learn to trust the process, the shift that things that don't work out are our best teachers. What if everything was a gift? What if our most challenging teachers, people, places, or things, what if those were our best teachers? What if we began to develop an awareness around that in particular and allowed the uncomfortable, the comfort of our discomfort to be looked at? The comfort of our discomfort. Some of us are so, you know, we're talking about optimism, but we got to really look at the things that are keeping us from being optimistic, and it's usually being stuck in our stories. We go back to 101. We go back to, I'll give you myself as an example. When I'm stuck and I'm back in regressing in a level of development that is so rudimentary, so ABC, so 101, I learn to accept it, and some days it's easier to accept than others. Some days it's a very graceful, okay, turn on my Wayne Dyer Power of Intention CDs and start with 101. Let me get this thought out of my head. Let me go back to my Anthony Robbins NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Let me change from one thought, negative thought, into something positive, not take a look. If these tools aren't working for you, really take a look at why they're not working for us, okay? If we're telling ourselves stories that are not serving us, telling ourselves stories that are spiritual bypass, what do I mean by that? Google that. Take a look at that. Spiritually bypassing will absolutely shut the door, lock it, and close it to any roadmap on the way to faith. Because when we spiritually bypass something, we're suppressing a thought form that's itching to get our attention. When we think in our magical thinking, right, Pollyanna, too much of that Pollyanna-ness is a level. They are levels of spiritual bypassing. Look at where we learn to stop telling ourselves magical stories and where those magical stories are keeping us in the dark and we're avoiding the work. So we go back to 101. You know, I go back to an Abraham Hicks CD that I have from 2003. The same stories, the same people, the same dialogue with Abraham. But every time I listen to that, I gain a deeper level of awareness. That's when we know we're learning from universal truth, when we can actually go back to these skill sets, and these skill sets actually give us even more aha moments than we had the first time, even deeper levels of understanding. So it gives us all some place to put our stuff when we go back to 101. Because if we're so busy beating ourselves up, wondering why we didn't do it, how come it's not working, optimism, knowing that I've been here before, I can get through this again, I will get through this, this too shall pass, don't move my mountain, just give me the strength to climb it. You know, when we have the strength to climb our own hurdles, obstacles, mountains, our perceived hurdles, obstacles, and mountains. Sometimes they're perceived, sometimes they're really, really real. You know, spiritual bypass in our conversation and our dialogue is also very unhealthy for us. Over the past 3 years, in a 2-year period, 16 people passed away. Now, for me to go in magical Pollyanna, this too shall pass thinking, and not really deal with the loss, the trauma, and the pain, and letting go, really 16 times, if that's not a teacher of some sort, if that's not trying to get my attention, it's not just happenstance. Yes, things like this happen, but why are they happening? And how can I best utilize my life experience to better my life? To take these very tragic and uncomfortable experiences, well, you know, you dig your feet deep in the sand, you call upon the teachers and the people who will walk the path with you, who will know that you're going through it and hold the high watch. It doesn't mean that they jump in the rabbit hole with you. They can hold the high watch in the invisible. You know who the friends are. You know who the people who can help you walk. These are the individuals we call upon and look towards in optimism, as moving, living examples of optimism, because they've had enough life experiences where faith and optimism are virtually synonymous. They go hand in hand. So when we step back from our own stuff and give our own stuff some space by going back to 101, stop, can really have a different understanding of it, you know. If I've been working on my path for this long, here's a great polarity to work with. If I've been working on my path since 1997 and I'm still experiencing this level of suffering, that is a huge opportunity to look at our own polarity. How can we win when we're looking to something that we're wanting to be that we clearly haven't really mastered yet, and we're not supposed to? This is the life journey. We got to give ourselves some room to really understand life on life's terms in a much healthier way and know that obstacles do come. So let's look at some skills that give us optimism and faith. Let's go upon the skill sets that draw upon better outcomes within each of us. And, you know, it's very difficult to go into a less than 30-minute radio show, the details of what I'm talking about. You know, we want to, optimism and faith, these are skill sets that we draw upon from life experiences. So what creates optimism and faith in me? Being around people who have done the work, who I can trust, capital T, who are walking their talk, optimistically knowing that even in this level of my journey, that it seems really quiet and very self-driven. It's not. It's just a refinement time. I know that it won't always look like this. I know that there will be more people around me. In fact, the tribe is starting to show up more. The tribe has always been there. The support has always been there, you know. Being optimistic, knowing that everything that I am working for, you know, it's not easy. And become the person that we've always wanted to be. It's not easy. It's not meant to be easy, but it can be easier when we utilize more skill sets around our optimism and faith. Look upon skills 1 through 6. Google how-to videos on how to remain optimistic. Find other people. You know, my word is not the definitive. This book that I'm writing and rewriting and rewriting is not meant to be a one definitive place. It's meant, my work, the work that I share with people, the people that I coach, the individuals listening to this show, my work is meant to add to. There's a buffet table of skill sets that I like to provide with people, with listeners, with clients. I like to put things on the table. And we choose from these skill sets that work for us, that help us gain greater levels of faith because they work for us. If you're choosing skill sets, people, places, things, if you're re-choosing things that aren't working for you and you're not feeling optimism, you want to look at those things that simply aren't working for you and have a real strong, healthy look at what needs to change. Now, you'd think that skill 7, optimism and faith, would be filled with a lot of Pollyanna wishful thinking information, and certainly it will be there in the book. But if you're listening to this show, if you're reading the book, I know that the individuals reading the book, they'll be aware enough, they'll have enough self-awareness to know that their evolution requires relearning, reevaluating, redeveloping, and gaining new skill sets that take optimism and faith to deeper levels. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. I want to thank everyone. If the audio didn't come through and you listen live, thank you so much. If I have to, I will re-record. But in optimism and faith, I have a very strong feeling that this show turned out just fine. So I want to thank all the listeners, global listeners across the globe. I want to thank everyone for sitting comfortably in your discomfort in this moment. Just sitting still for a minute, listening to a skill set, knowing that the path, the journey is ever unfolding. We want to thank Ricky Byers Beckwith for her musical inspiration for the show. I want to thank all my teachers. I want to thank my mom. Thanks, Mom, for all of her help in helping me move into my new pad. It's really great to have her support. It's just amazing. Really created such a difference. So we move forth in the direction of our dreams with optimism and faith. We draw upon the things that have created more optimism and faith, people, places, and things. And most of all, we draw upon our level of self-mastery. We learn skill sets. We have committed to a level of excellence, of inner excellence, that helps us dive deep, roll up our sleeves, and go deeper so we can learn to live a better life. So we are the embodiment of the skill sets that we're seeking. So we are the change that we want to be in this world. And most of all, we learn to lighten up on ourselves and in life in general. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is To Enlighten Up Radio. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea. Rush. to get it done. Needing to be one with the real vibration. Sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the one.
One with the one with the one.
Working it out. She's wondering why. She married in such haste, there was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the real vibration. Sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. Rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the real